A flushing sensation. A new place. To go. A new reflection in restroom facilities calls the square in Sulphur Springs home. Many are still surprised by the notoriety created by installing a mere toilet on the square in Sulphur Springs. The city known as the Dairy Capital of Texas now has a new claim to fame. Sulphur Springs manager Mark Maxwell summarized it best Tuesday while the Learning Channel television crews swarmed in the afternoon East Texas sun. Mark Maxwell humorously elaborated.
There are two unofficial names. One is the see-through loo, and the other is the peekaboo potties. I like peekaboo potties because the artist that first came up with the idea said it toys with the whole notion of privacy and voyeurism. And peekaboo potties just kind of seems to fit with her idea.
The mirrored glass bathrooms will be featured on an upcoming TLC program called Insane Bathrooms, according to Maxwell. The crew interviewed several local citizens, along with some involved in the construction. 2012 Dairy Festival queen Molly Millsap offered her opinion on the attractions. The restrooms were modeled after an Italian artist piece, Don't Miss a Sec, from 2004, which was located outside an art museum in Switzerland. It's been adapted with a few code exceptions. It is also both heated and cooled. Panels of mirrored glass were installed by David Gideon of Commercial Glass and Mirror Company back in November. From the outside, the restroom walls appear to be mirrored glass, while from the inside, everything outside is visible. The glass panels were specially ordered for the restrooms, which are the only permanent structures of their kind in the United States. The duo Flushing Sensations come with a $54,000 price tag and their own alphabet of paparazzi, as CNN, ABC, CBS, and Fox News have publicized them. They also have unusual plumbing. Pipes run all over under the square and meet in the middle to transfer the water. Capital Construction Superintendent for the City of Sulphur Springs, Russ Nuss, was given the task to plumb the toilets without a visible vent.
I was nervous until the very first flush, and when it worked, I was thrilled.
Said Ness. He said completing the plumbing and seeing the newly remodeled downtown gave him a sense of pride, a memory he can share with his grandchildren.
It's really funny because, you know, we do a lot of work down here and I'm always downtown, and to watch people, they always come up in twos and threes and fours, and one person will go inside and everybody else puts their hands up to the windows and tries to see inside, and then the next one will go in and that one will come out, and it's just comical to watch them all day long trying to see inside.
Trying to describe them can even be fun, as you can see when Molly Millsap gets a bit tongue-tied when describing these glass restrooms.
See through, you can see in them, but you can't see out them. I just said that backwards. You can see You can see in them, or you can see out them, but you cannot see in them.
So we don't know when the episode is going to air, but I do know this, when we find out, we'll put our big inflatable screen on the square and we'll have a big party. We'll call it Rally Around the Potty or something like that.
Love
and we'll
it.
All watch it air.
The restrooms will be open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. And the square is kept secure with HD color cameras monitored at the police department. For more in-depth video footage, visit our website at ketr.org. I'm Cindy Roller for the Cooper Review and KETR News.